Blog Talk Radio.
Put down to being rejected by
people in the industry because of the way I looked, or they just simply didn't think I was talented enough. But despite those obstacles and those dream killing or dream killer situations, I refused to give up. That includes somebody who said that I shouldn't be in the industry because they didn't think I was open-minded enough to have my music played or to sing in front of lots of people, regardless of color or creed. That is not true. I am open-minded to everyone, regardless of color, creed, religion, sexual orientation, or wherever you come from, because it's all about the music. I am a rock and roller, but I also am a pop artist as well. I'm a mixture. I love to create, and I've been doing it for many years, or let's just say since I was born. When I was little, I created through drawing and paintings, and then I went from that to creating songs and singing on stage, etc., etc. I also do my videos, you know, when I release my singles. I also do a lot of the album covers. So I love to create. It's a healing catharsis to my soul. And if I don't do it, it would be very difficult for me to think or know otherwise, because it would be inhibiting my growth. And to take my dream away from a false allegation or from a criminal or from someone who wants me to be something that I cannot be is not fair. Again, I mention this because my situation is about going for that Hollywood dream, what that for so many have unfortunately met with either tragic or misfortune. I'm one of them, but I didn't give up. I put my songs on sale after some of them has been recorded or released for years. And I still believe in myself as I continue to record. So I ain't going to take someone else's dream away. And please, don't take away mine, because the truth is, your dreams out there who's listening should come true. I hope it does. Because we all deserve to be happy. I had such a hard life, and part of the hardships has been notorious for many artists. And as being an artist, which is part of my destiny, I must adhere to the creation and expression of what I feel for my soul, because it's important for me to talk about it. It's very difficult to go for a dream or to do something that's positive, because the world has so much negativity and superficiality that inhibits positivity, especially for people who are not of the status quo, or who are unique, or who look different, act different. You know, I was one of those people who was made fun of. I was always made fun of because of the ignorance of these people who didn't understand reality and try to jump on a bandwagon to make fun of me and denounce me and say that I'm crazy or not well mentally or physically because of their ill will, as well as sociopathy, at trying to inhibit my dreams. I was not born to be inhibited. I was born to be expressed and to be set free. Set free to create and to be a success. And to never give up on those dreams. And that's how it is. I would never do that to another person, because that would be a crime to take someone's dream away. And it would definitely be a crime to take minds away. So whether you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a business person, or whatever you want to do on this planet, may all your dreams come true, because you deserve it. We all deserve it. And that is the truth. And the reason why I say that is because I truly believe in what I have said in this broadcast earlier. And that is, may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. And that is the truth. God bless you all. Good night from Dove Night.
All through my life, there was no one beside me.